At nearly 9 o'clock, one of the police officers came in and told us we could go, all except Professor Dunn. She was being held for more questioning. I could see that she still wasn't thinking straight. She still had that lost look in her eyes. My uncle didn't like it, but he had no choice. When he tried to tell Detective Clouseau that he wanted to go to the police station with Professor Dunn, the detective told him to go home. There was nothing he could do at the station. Uncle Jeff told Professor Dunn that he would get her a lawyer. He told her not to say anything more to the police until the lawyer arrived. But I couldn't tell if she understood. On the drive home, we talked about what had happened. I told my uncle what I had said to the police, and he did the same. He also told me that he had heard Professor Dunn repeating what she had said to us. I didn't mean to do it, when she was being taken into the room for questioning. That's part of the reason why the police wouldn't let her go. She found the body, and she was holding the murder weapon, my uncle said. That's a lot of evidence against her. It also doesn't help that she called me instead of calling the police immediately.